It's the Xfinity Player Breakdown on Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. Welcome back. Vikings and Bears coming up a little later today. And let's meet rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs. He's the first rookie wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings to register back-to-back 100-yard receiving games since Randy Moss in 1998. Anytime you hear your name associated on the field with Randy Moss, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, going into it, you don't plan for games like this. You just plan to try to succeed and try to do the best you can. But being mentioned with him is a great thing just because he's one of the best receivers that ever played the game.
And he throws it as he's hit. Caught! Diggs! First down at the 22. And the rookie from Maryland brought it in for a 26-yard gain.
Stephon Diggs, welcome to the NFL, kid. You're having a hell of a debut so far.
What have you noticed, Stephon, are some keys to succeeding in the NFL?
Mainly staying grounded, staying even keel, not getting too high, not getting too low, and your work ethic. Your work ethic speaks for itself. Not too many words, just as far as your actions, how you conduct yourself on the field and as well off the field.
As the work ethic goes, I would imagine homework and becoming a scholar of the game after you leave the facility is important.
Yeah, most definitely. As far as after hours, you're not laying around. People think you just come to football on Sundays and you show up, but it's a lot that goes into it as far as studying people. Like, I know some DBs well more than I know, like, my little brother sometimes. Like, I'll know their middle name and I'll know their birthday and all that type of stuff. So you got to know your opponent and you got to know what you're up against just because you got to be prepared.
When you're watching film or trying to find tendencies of people you're playing, what are some things you look for?
You got to go way back to, like, the first game, the second game, the third game. You watch what they like to do, what they don't like to do.
And look at this. This is a rookie against one of the best corners in football. He absolutely turns Aqib Talib around. What a job by a rookie stepping up because of injury. Stephon Diggs making the most of his opportunity.
I'm kind of big on watching myself as well as far as what I do on film and what they're going to attack. What other people did well against me, so what they're going to try to do. That kind of thing. So it's all about playing mind games and you got to be prepared.
And you, along with Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, Adam Thielen, Harrison Smith, so many people after practice do so much work. The jugs machine firing balls at you. You do so much work making one-handed catches.
It's all about preparation, like how you prepare in practice and how you approach each and every day. It's going to translate to the field because you never know what's going to happen. You got to be ready.
Well, he's a great route runner. He's really impressive when you watch him on film, some of the things that he has been able to do. And they were able to pick him up late in the draft. He's been a steal.
Stephon was taken in the fifth round of the 2015 draft. Why'd you go in the fifth round?
It's a mixture of things. I would say mainly because it was a health thing. Some people were concerned if I could stay healthy or not. I had a lacerated kidney and I also fractured my ankle my sophomore year. So it was a health thing. When I got here, I started taking better care of my body and how I approach my day each and every day. But I just take my time to do things the right way.
Vikings offensive coordinator, of course, is Norv Turner. His son, Scott Turner, is the quarterback's coach. Stephon has known Scott since Stephon was 15 years of age. How did that come to fruition?
Well, he recruited me in high school when he was at Pitt. And back then I had thoughts of going to Pitt, and we had a good relationship. And kind of led me to get here. He vouched for me. He had good words to say about me and what kind of kid I was and what kind of person I am. And it worked out in my favor in the long run. And it's so funny that the relationships you build in the past can help you in like the future. So I was happy.
An interesting thing to note about the Chicago Bears defense, granted at times they've given up a lot of yards, the team's 2-4. They just allowed Matthew Stafford to throw for more than 400 yards, but if you do a deep dive, the Bears defense has held opposing quarterbacks four times to less than 200 passing yards. What are some keys to beating this Bears defense?
Just his preparation, strategy. The coaches have a great game plan already in place and just following the game plan, doing what you can. They got some great guys on the back end. They're going to play at a high level. I know some of the guys on the team, so I look forward to the challenge.
Diggs open! Caught!
What a catch!
He left his feet for a
what
touchdown!
A catch!
Stephon Diggs' first National Football League touchdown was absolutely spectacular.
Oh, my heavens. What if there was any question left on the abilities of one Stephon Diggs, that there answers everything. Wow, what a way to answer.
Your first touchdown catch at Ford Field against the Detroit Lions is one of the better catches we've seen here with the Vikings in quite some time.
Entertained by the opposition as Diggs, he has lit up this Viking offense the last few weeks.
When you remember it, what comes to mind?
The play call, because with how they were playing me the whole game and they made some adjustments and we called something different. So I was so happy. When the play call, I just knew it was going to be good. And then I watched Teddy spin it. I watched him let it go. And he's as he let it go, my initial thought is, I might not catch up to this one. So I kind of like gave it all I got, and kind of God kind of called the pass for me, because I just put my hands out there and tested my hands, and I just squeezed as hard as I could.